Shalom. Welcome to the Cloudwell Apostle Michael E. Ohini, the Presbyter of Malik Fortress, a religious organization. In today's podcast, we are looking at what I have titled, Manifesting the Glory. Manifesting the Glory. A lot of people, including Christians, are merely existing, not knowing where they are, what they ought to be doing, or where they ought to be in life. So they just go about in the mere human course of life. This is wrong because God has a definite plan for every one of His children. And God has called us to manifest His glory, display His virtues, and show forth His praises. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, 9 to 11, and I read, "The receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. The prophets of old testified of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Before we became peculiar people, the Bible spoke of the sufferings that should follow Christ. And Isaiah gives a detailed account of his sufferings in Isaiah 53, reading from verse 1 to 12. So I'm reading from verse 1 to verse 12. So who has believed our reports? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from the judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence. Neither was any deceit in his mouth, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him in grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the transgressors' sin, the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Now Isaiah spoke forth the vision of God in his heart concerning Jesus and us who are peculiar people, speaking of the sufferings of Christ. Suddenly, he went beyond that too. He went beyond that to what would happen after the resurrection. In Isaiah 53 verse 10, he said, "He shall see his seed, and through his seed he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands." This means that the pleasure of God shall prosper under his authority. Then Isaiah said, "He was given a portion with the great. He shall divide the spoil with the strong." The word spoil refers to arms stripped from a foe, that is an enemy. And in those days after a war, the victorious army would spoil the vanquished. That is, they would take everything of value from their enemy. When Isaiah prophesied that Jesus would divide the spoil with the strong, he was referring to those whom Jesus will raise up, his seed, through whom he would prolong his days. The spoil is all that the enemy took that never belonged to him, the earth and all the authority he took from Adam and ruled with until Jesus came on the scene. Now the spoil is with Jesus, and this he shares with the church. This is not talking about when we get to heaven, but now. We know that the sufferings of Christ have already taken place, and this is the day of the glory that should follow. This is the time and the hour that the glory to be made manifest. So we are in the season for the manifestation of that glory, because we are a peculiar people that were given birth to after his sufferings and his resurrection. We need to know where we are in God's timetable, and this does not apply to the church in general. As an individual, you need to know where you are in God's timetable for your life. Where you are? Are you in God's purpose now? Are you falling behind, or are you moving ahead of God? It is possible to move ahead of God or to lag behind. When you move ahead of him, you get to the wrong place. The Bible says, in due time, at the right time, at the set time, Christ died for the ungodly. That is Romans chapter 5, verse 8. This means he was delivered for our transgressions according to the predetermined counsel of God. There was a time for it, for God planned it prior to that time, and at the appointed time it happened. Now is the time for the glory those prophets spoke about. God has called you to a life of progress, a life of success, and a life of glory. You were recreated to experience the glory of God. You were made for that purpose. No matter what phase of life you are in right now, I want you to know, if you are born again, that God created you for a life of glory. So you ought to be experiencing his glory in your life. I know people say that life is full of ups and downs, but that is not the news. The direction of life ought to be going upward and forward. If you find your life at the down part, you get up and go over. That is a command. When you are at the up part, you still go over. The down part shouldn't make you despondent. No. In the valley, shout his praise. On the mountaintop, you shout his praise also. Why? It is because God is God everywhere. the psalmist said in Psalm 23:4-5, "Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Hallelujah. "And thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me." God didn't say you would not have enemies, but right there in their presence, He prepares a table for you. You see, life takes on a new meaning when you know where you are going. You know the one who is with you. And you know the kind of life that He has planned for you to live. Are you experiencing the glory? Are you walking in the glory? Are you experiencing the upward, supernatural, progressive life? As you're listening to this podcast, you will get to learn and walk in accordance with the pattern that God has revealed in His Word. This pattern shows you how you ought to manifest the glory of God in your life. Like I said in the beginning, God has called us to manifest His glory, to display His virtue and show forth His praises. So He said, "But ye a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." Now the question is, how do you show forth His glory? John chapter 2 verse 11 says, "This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth His glory, and His disciples believed on Him. When Jesus performed the miracle in Cana by turning water into wine," the Bible says that was the first miracle He performed. "By it He manifested forth His glory." In manifesting His glory, there was no cloud, smoke, or a light beaming out of His head. This doesn't mean such experiences aren't good. They are good, but they are not all there is when you talk about glory. The Bible says when He turned water into wine, He manifested His glory by that miracle. And this tells us that the supernatural life, the life of the miraculous, is the glorious life. Do you know you can live a life of victory every day without a thing of despondency or discouragement? Your life can keep on moving forward because that is the call of God for your life. But before you can manifest His glory, you have to display His virtues and show forth His praises and experience first His glory. You have to understand that no matter what phase of life you are in or how you may be feeling, you can actually experience and manifest the glory of God in Christ Jesus. You are called by God to manifest His glory, and nothing can stop you from manifesting His glory, because we're a chosen generation and a peculiar people to show forth His praises. Walk in this consciousness. Shalom.